Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-hosts this week, Spencer and his brother, our previous Kids Hour co-host, Skyler. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Sky, Spence, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsors. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
It's that time of the year again, winter, when the winds start blowing and the temperatures drop, so we thought we would feature film scores for movies that highlight the wonders of winter.
It has been very cold lately, and there are a lot of films about the cold weather. Well, we have a lot of music to listen to that we think you'll really enjoy, so let's get started with the show. Skyler, what's first up?
In 2002's Ice Age, the story takes place 20,000 years ago, when Earth is a wondrous, prehistoric world filled with great danger, not the least of which is the beginning of the Ice Age. To avoid a really bad frostbite, the planet's majestic creatures, and a few small, slothful ones, begin migrating south. The story revolves around sub-zero heroes, a woolly mammoth, a saber-toothed tiger, a sloth, and a prehistoric combination of a squirrel and rat known as Scrat. This is 20th Century Fox's second animated film composed by David Newman. The first was Anastasia in 1997, which was released 5 years before this film. Here are two pieces from the film, opening travel music and Giving Back the Baby by David Newman from Ice Age.
Thank you.
In 2019's Frozen 2, Elsa, the Snow Queen, has an extraordinary gift, the power to create ice and snow. But no matter how happy she is to be surrounded by the people of Arendelle, Elsa finds herself strangely unsettled. After hearing a mysterious voice call out to her, Elsa travels to the enchanted forest and dark seas beyond her kingdom, an adventure that soon turns into a journey of self-discovery. There's a part in Kristoff's love ballad, Lost in the Woods, where he imitates singing in a recording studio when he cups his hand to his ear like a singer holding on to a headset and singing into a pinecone hanging from a pine tree like a microphone. Here is that famous ballad, Lost in the Woods, by Jonathan Groff from Frozen 2.
Again, you're gone, off on a different path than mine. I'm left behind, wondering if I should follow. you had to go. And of course it's always fine. I probably could catch up with you tomorrow. But is this what it feels like to be growing apart? When did I become the one who's always chasing your heart? Now I turn around and find I am lost in the woods. North is south, right is left. When you're gone, I'm the one who sees you home, but now I'm lost in the woods, and I don't know what path you are on. I'm lost in the woods. Up till now, the next step was a question of how. I never thought it was a question of whether. Who am I? I'm not your guy. Where am I if we're not together? When you're not there, oh, you're my only landmark, so I'm lost in the woods, wondering if you still care. But I'll wait for a sign,
for a sign
on your path, 'cause you are mine.
You are mine.
In 2006's 8 Below, the frozen wasteland of Antarctica serves as the background for a tale about the bonds of friendship and loyalty. Three members of a scientific expedition, Jerry Shepard, his friend Cooper, and an American geologist, must leave their beloved sled dogs behind after a devastating accident and increasingly perilous weather conditions. Alone, the dogs struggle to survive the harsh Antarctic winter. Did you guys know that dogs have been banned from Antarctica by a treaty since 1993 because of evidence that disease was spreading to seal wildlife? This is 8 Below Overture by Mark Isham.
Thank you.
Okay, Sky, you're up next.
Alrighty, in March of the Penguins from 2005, at the end of each Antarctic summer, the emperor penguins of the South Pole journey to their traditional breeding grounds in a fascinating mating ritual that is captured in this documentary by filmmaker Luc Jacquet. The journey across frozen tundra proves to be the simplest part of the ritual, as after the egg is hatched, the female must delicately transfer it to the male and make her way back to the distant sea to nourish herself and bring back food to her newborn chick. Morgan Freeman almost passed on narrating the film, having told his agent that he was tired of being typecast as a narrator, but he was persuaded to take a look at this film and changed his mind. Morgan Freeman recorded his narration in just one day. Let's listen to The March by Alex Werman from March of the Penguins.
Thank you.
Okay, Spence, now you.
In 2001's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, a boy learns on his 11th birthday that he is an orphan son of two powerful wizards and possesses unique magical powers of his own. He is summoned from his life as an unwanted child to become a student at Hogwarts, an English boarding school for wizards. There, he meets several friends who become his closest allies and help him discover the truth about his parents' mysterious death. James Horner was contracted to compose the music for this movie, but he was unavailable because of schedule conflict. The task ultimately went to John Williams, who had worked with the director Chris Columbus on Home Alone 1990, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York from 1992, and Stepmom from 1998. Here is The Quidditch Match by John Williams from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
In 1992, the monstrous Penguin, who lives in the sewers beneath Gotham, joins up with a wicked, shock-headed businessman, Max Schreck, to topple the Batman once and for all. But when Schreck's timid assistant, Selina Kyle, finds out and Schreck tries to kill her, she is transformed into Catwoman. She teams up with the Penguin and Schreck to destroy Batman, but sparks fly unexpectedly when she confronts the Caped Crusader and Batman Returns. You can actually see the composer of the film, Danny Elfman, at around the hour and 30 minute mark as one of the off-screen tomato and lettuce throwers during the Penguin's botched speech. This is Birth of a Penguin Part 2 by Danny Elfman from Batman Returns.
In 1993's Groundhog Day, Phil, a weatherman, is out to cover the annual emergence of the groundhog from its hole. He gets caught in a blizzard that he didn't predict and finds himself trapped in a time warp. He is doomed to relive the same day over and over again until he gets it right. The groundhog ceremony in the movie is depicted as occurring in the center of town. Gobbler's Knob, where the ceremony takes place in real life, is actually a rural wooded area about 2 miles outside of Punxsutawney. Let's hear two pieces from the film. The Ice Sculpture and A New Day by George Fenton from Groundhog Day.
Thank you.
In 2006, we are introduced to Mumble, a young emperor penguin that lives in Antarctica. Like others of his kind, he needs to be able to sing to attract a mate, but he has a terrible voice. Instead, Mumble must express himself and lure a female through his amazing talent for tap dancing in the film Happy Feet. A fun fact about this movie is, initially, Prince refused to allow the use of his song, Kiss, for the film. However, after seeing footage of the film, he not only changed his mind and allowed the song to be used, but also wrote an additional original song for the film to use in the closing credits. Here is The Alien Ships by John Powell from Happy Feet.
In 1980, the adventure continues in the Star Wars sequel. Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Chewbacca face attack by the Imperial forces and its AT-AT walkers on the ice planet Hoth. While Han and Leia escape in the Millennial Falcon, Luke travels to Dagobah in the search of Yoda. Only with the Jedi Master's help will Luke survive when the dark side of the Force beckons him into the ultimate duel with Darth Vader. An interesting fact is the opening 20th Century Fox fanfare music was specially re-recorded for the movie by John Williams in the London Symphony Orchestra, unlike the first movie, which used the original recorded version from 1954. Here is the popular music from that film, Star Wars Main Theme by John Williams from Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Movies about winter remind me of what Syracuse University is going to be like when I head back there.
Brr.
Well, before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Gruben Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
Thanks, everybody, and thank you to our friends at IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes for all their facts and information.
Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.